Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brain Stuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. What's the key to unlocking the mysteries of the universe? If you're expecting an incantation in some ancient language, originally divined by a holy quester sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop, this answer may disappoint you. It might just be a number. And not the number 42, Douglas Adams really was just joking about that, but it could be the number 137. Those three digits, as it turns out, have long been the rare object of fascination that bridges the gulf between science and mysticism, igniting the imaginations of folks from fringe theorists and occultists to scientists and researchers. But to physicists, 137 is the approximate denominator of the fine structure constant, which is the measure of the strength of the electromagnetic force that controls how charged elementary particles, such as the electron and the muon, interact with photons of light. And we say approximate because it actually goes on for a few decimal points. The exact value of the fine structure constant is 1 over 137.0359993. The fine structure constant is one of the key physical constants of the universe. Writing about it in a recent New Scientist article, author Michael Brooks explained, "This immutable number determines how stars burn, how chemistry happens, and even whether atoms exist at all." Let's unpack all of that a little bit. We spoke via email with Paul Davies, Regents Professor of Physics at Arizona State University. He explained that the fine structure constant, quote, characterizes the strength with which matter couples to light. That is, the probability that an excited atom will decay in a certain time. He said that if the constant was bigger, quote, atoms would decay faster. It is significant, too, because it is a pure number, he said, a ratio of quantities with equal units, unlike, say, the speed of light, which is either 186,000 miles per second or 3,000 kilometers per second, depending on which units you prefer. British physicist Lawrence Eves once explained it this way. If the fine structure constant was a different value, quote, physics, chemistry, and biochemistry would be totally different, and we might not be around to talk about it. But practically from the time of its discovery in 1915 by German physicist Arnold Sommerfeld, the fine structure constant seemed to signify some larger metaphysical truth as well. We spoke with Arthur I. Miller, an emeritus professor of history and philosophy of science at University College London. He said that the fine structure constant, quote, determines the distance between an atom's spectral lines, which are the atom's DNA. And so it's one of those numbers that is at the root of the universe. If it were any other value, then the structure of matter would be very different. And so us too. People began referring to it as a mystical number. He continued, the language of the spectra, the spectral lines where Sommerfeld found it, is a true music of the spheres within the atom. People asked why it has this particular value. Physicists could only conclude that it cannot have this value by accident. It is out there, independent of the structure of our minds. But in 1929, English astrophysicist Arthur Eddington, who played a key role in establishing the validity of Albert Einstein's general theory of relativity and was an early advocate of the Big Bang theory, among other things, began expressing the fine structure constant as 1 over 137. He also saw it as having larger spiritual implications. Miller said, Arthur Eddington sought a new mysticism, which would emerge from the natural sciences. Perhaps he thought the clue lay in numbers, particularly the number 137. Eddington's reputation as one of the great astrophysicists of his day put a great deal of weight on this approach. Physicist Richard Feynman predicted that the periodic table would end at 137 based on the rules of relativity. And Austrian-born quantum physics pioneer Wolfgang Pauli became fascinated with the number as well, since it figured in the mysterious intersection of relativity and quantum theory that he explored with the help of his friend, psychoanalyst Carl Jung. The scientific fixation on the fine-structured constant was such that in 1936, Nature published an article titled The Mysterious Number 137. But as Pauli learned in the 1950s from a religious scholar, 137 has another significance. It was the number associated with the Kabbalah, an esoteric form of Jewish mysticism, what Miller calls, quote, an extraordinary link between mysticism and physics. The number 137 also appears frequently in the Torah. It's the lifespan in years of figures such as Ishmael and Levi, for example, as well as the age of Abraham when he bound his son Isaac to an altar in preparation to sacrifice him. Author Billy Phillips, writing for KabbalahStudent.com, explained that beyond that, the relationship of the fine structure constant to light in physics parallels the Kabbalists' concept of connecting with light, or becoming enlightened by shedding the ego. Phillips put it this way, the missing puzzle piece for physics is consciousness. Today's episode was written by Patrick J. Kiger and produced by Tyler Klang. To learn more about the number 137, check out Miller's book, 137, Jung, Pauli, and the Pursuit of a Scientific Observation. And, of course, for more on this and lots of other articles that attempt to explain life, the universe, and everything, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.